afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, fresh from Pennsylvania.
Are we going? Is it now?
Yeah.
Wow, that was really good for a warm-up, Pat.
Oh, thanks.
And I went and ruined it. Gary Lucy here, stayed in town.
Matt Belknap, from upstate New York originally.
Welcome, Matt. Fresh haircut.
Yes.
Yeah, your hair looks great.
Thank you.
I envy that haircut. I'd love to be able to wear that haircut.
Do it. What's stopping you?
My face is fatter than yours. You got a little boy thin face, like a little baby face.
Oh, you look at a baby.
Look at your baby with the hair.
Episode 111 of Rock Solid. Very excited to be joined by a special guest in studio, ladies and gentlemen, from Dirty Laundry TV, Carrie Kay. Carrie, how are you?
Yay. I'm excellent. Gary, thanks for having me on. I'm a fan of the show.
Oh, man.
Well, you don't have to say that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't have to lie.
We are a fan of your website. I've talked about it on here before, and I talk about it on the Facebook page all the time, but Dirty Laundry TV is this great resource for music fans that it feels like a best kept secret, but we want to let the cat out of the bag because it's amazing. It's you, and you interview the coolest bands as they're passing through town at a laundromat in Silver Lake.
Yeah,
and that's why the laundromat.
Well, it's sort of touring bands don't have a lot of time on their hands when they're coming through town, so we have to catch them while they're doing their laundry. And the double entendre is that we ask generally provocative questions, thereby airing their dirty laundry.
It's awesome.
And their guard's kind of down when their underwear is spinning. They just,
exactly.
They tell secrets and everything, yeah.
Yeah, their guard also goes down when I flirt with them and then sort of get them right where I want them.
Are you flirting with me right now? It kind of feels like she is, guys.
I was just then.
Do you have an example of a question that would take the bands off guard, or are they band specific?
Okay. Like, for example, when I feel like the interview's not going too well, and the bands are generally coming up with sort of monosyllabic answers to my questions, I'll say, just rattle things up with, all right, like, what kind of music do you like to fuck to? Like,
wow.
What kind of music do you like to get down to? And every once in a while, they'll be like, oh, I'm married. And I'm like, oh, that means
you don't play any music.
Fuck.
So the Wiggles,
it's true what they say.
Or they just don't play music when they're down. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Man, I'm making my own music in that room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
But so many groups, like, I heard about them for the first time on Dirty, like Surfer Blood and Fiddler, Cults, and then you'll have like Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Mike Watt. You recently talked to Mudhoney.
Oh yeah,
and Sebado, Lou Barlow. Has that one dropped? Is that
not yet? The Sebado episode. It's the one we taped two episodes ago, but it's coming up. It's still in post right now. It should be coming up in like a week or so. But that was one of the ones where I was like shaking.
He's a big idol. He's a big hero.
He's a big hero of mine. Yeah, he was. I was in love with him in my teens.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So this is an exclusive. Or will that air before this airs?
I bet it'll be close. Because
this will air first, probably.
It'll be close. This one's going to be on in Thursday after next.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be right around then. This will be a perfect introduction for you. If you like Sebado, if you like Dinosaur Jr., then you like Carrie, what you hear here?
Folk Implosion, Lou Barlow's.
Oh my God.
Single Stuff. Yeah.
Just a genius.
The Sebado episode, that's like the highlight for you right now so far.
So like right this second, yeah. Yeah.
Did you have like an interviewer high after that?
I totally did. Yeah, we sort of all four of us stood around in the parking lot and smoked a cigarette. I actually brought in a bottle of Jameson's because I had met Lou twice before. The first time I met him, I offered him a bottle of stripper ale, but he was hanging out with his toddler at the time, so he couldn't accept it.
Nice.
This party chick thing that you're bringing to the show now is not what the three of us do at all. The cigarettes and Jameson's after the show.
Very uncomfortable.
I like it though. That's what we're missing.
We're like, oh, when we're done, we have to go vacuum out our baby seats in the car. There's some Cheerios embedded in
those.
Are
you supposed to vacuum those out?
Yeah, you should.
Every once in a while.
Why it smells so bad?
Well, I can't wait to hear some of the songs that you've picked today, because I think these are going to be just dirty party anthems.
I think they're going to be so cool that they're going to make Gary's picks look like your picks.
Oh, and my picks look like my dad's picks.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, and now that I'm looking at my list, and my list is terrible. But
Before we get on to the topic and to new business and stuff, a couple more biographical notes about Carrie. You're from Ohio?
I am. I'm from a small farm town outside of Cincinnati called Harrison, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
The Wildcats.
Home of the Wildcats.
Yes.
So how long have you been out here?
I've been out here for like 8 years or so.
Nice. And I just, speaking of Cincinnati, I just found out about Geta.
Like, Geta.
Yeah.
So good.
You love it?
I love it. I love Geta.
Is this a restaurant in Cincinnati?
It's a local delicacy.
Okay.
It's like a sort of pork and barley and like
oatmeal.
Oatmeal and fat. Sort of sausage looking.
Oh, wow. I thought it was a band.
I thought it was a band too. So I was making a joke, and now it turns out that it is a, it's a food.
I was talking about David Geta.
I'm looking for a band name. That's kind of a good one.
And then people will think it's the DJ.
How do you spell it? Is it spelled the same?
G-U-E-T-T-A, I think.
G-O-E-T-T-A.
Oh, G-O-E-T-T-A.
I think.
Yeah, but there's like Geta Fest like on the riverfront there and everything.
Wow.
You guys love
awesome.
That stuff.
It is delicious.
So that's people. It's like basically hill country. You're kind of a hillbilly, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I am total white trash.
With your smokes and your Jameson and your
shoes on,
stripper ale,
and your meat sandwich or whatever you guys were just talking about.
Wait, Gary, where did you have that?
Oh, I heard I was working on a food show.
Okay. So you haven't even tasted.
I haven't even had it. I love it, but it looks like Scrapple. You were just back in Scrapple.
Oh yeah, right? I'm from Pennsylvania, small town PA. Western PA. Yeah, there's all kinds of weird. I worked on a food show too, and I saw something called gooey duck clam.
Oh yeah,
it's there's
from Oregon.
There's,
right?
Yeah, there's weird foods out there that people never see.
Gooey duck clam. What is that?
It's like this. It looks. It's kind of this phallic looking.
It's
clam.
A very. If you people look Google gooey duck clam, and you will be like, no one would ever eat that.
G-E-O.
It looks like it looks like a penis coming out of a clam shell. It's really weird.
That's on. You see that?
Delicious.
Oh, I know. It's.
It's not any part of a duck, right? That's
no.
That's the misnomer element.
Yeah, you wish it was part of a duck. do, besides Dirty Laundry, you do some DJing around town? Like where might be a place you would spin?
Oh, gosh. I've spun all over town. The last place I played was Spaceland. Well, it's Satellite now.
Satellite, yeah. It'll always be Spaceland.
The venue formerly known as Spaceland. It'll always be Spaceland, yeah.
Still says Dreams outside.
It does.
That's what it was before Spaceland.
Hey, you want to see a gooey duck clam? Look at that.
Yeah, I do, actually. Oh, my
isn't that gross?
Oh, that is. I have an adventurous palate, but I would not let that anywhere near my mouth.
Look at this, Matt.
Yeah, maybe you could bring some of that to your next interview. Like when you want to shake things up with a rock band. Like, hey, you guys want some gooey duck?
Answer me in one syllable.
Did she buy that at the Hustler store?
And you are besides an internet personality and a DJ and an actress. You're a musician.
I am. Yeah.
And is the Delta Mirror, are they still going?
That is a really good question. not in its original lineup. We're in the studio. We're releasing our second album, but we're not performing live. So it's more of a studio project now.
In the studio now, rock solid exclusive. So that's coming out. Can we hear a little bit from the first album? I brought a little bit of something here to
Let's hear this. This is the Delta Mirror.
Absolutely.
The Delta Mirror. Check this out. Carrie plays jug on this. It's brought from home.
That's great. And now you're playing bass.
The bass guitar and backup vocals.
All right, very nice.
Beautiful.
Ew.
Very nice. So, so no word on when that might be out, but just pay attention.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Stay tuned. We've been releasing some singles here and there. You can listen on Stereo Gum. We did a cover of Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus.
Oh, okay.
You know the song from Silence of the Lambs where he kind of like talks and he's like, I'd fuck me. Fuck her, though. That one.
Nice. Awesome. Well, we're so glad you're here this morning. And welcome to the Rock Solid family.
It's great to be here.
And any new business?
I just wanted to play. I saw Joan Jett 2 weeks ago for the first time at the House of Blues. And she was everything that I wanted her to be, except heterosexual. She did not wasn't
she
giving
did not,
me
suddenly she, magically
no,
turn
into no, she didn't turn to me and then play a song to me. No, she didn't point at me and say this one's for
more
you.
Into the gooey clam than but, the gooey
exactly.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Keep it. That's why we're explicit.
Okay.
But the same day they announced that she has a new album coming out, first album in 7 years. The album's called Unvarnished. She played 7 songs that night. And from that album, and the new single is called Any Weather. So let's hear that.
Love hand claps.
Yeah, I love hand claps and crunchy guitar, and I loved because she live she keeps that kind of rocker face, that kind of sneer.
Yeah.
But then like 4 or 5 times she'd give a big smile and let you know I'm having a good time.
Oh, that's great.
So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Just ageless. Very
yeah,
nice.
I know.
I saw some cool shows too. I never go to shows, but I went to that Postal Service mm-hmm. at the Greek was awesome. Yeah. And I went to the Americana-rama Festival with Dylan and Wilco and
oh, you did? Oh, great.
The Morning Jacket. Amazing. Good time. So see live music. That's the point.
Yeah, see live music.
It's every night. There's something to see.
Especially in L.A. mm-hmm.
And my other thing, Rock Solid Book Club announcement. Oh, man, I'm so excited for, I just launched into, it's called Turnaround Bright Eyes. A karaoke love story.
Okay.
it's Rob Sheffield. He wrote this book called Love is a Mixtape about 4 or 5 years ago, and he's like a Rolling Stone writer. He writes a lot of TV and record reviews, and it's about you know, him falling in love with music and then meeting his wife, and then his wife dies tragically. Like they're both in their early 30s. He has one of those John Ritter Hart things, and it kind of ends on a bummer. But now he's back with like a second memoir, and it's about kind of coming out of his, using karaoke to kind of come out of his depression, because it's mm-hmm. very uplifting to sing like in church or whatever. But so it's kind of like his church and kind of meeting his new wife there and their rituals, and it's really great. Turn around, Rob Sheffield.
Cool.
Read it. Okay, so let's get into our topic. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Paul Stanley. Gene Simmons. The Kiss albums, one by each of the 4 Kiss stars on Casablanca Records and Tapes.
That's right. There's no I in team, but there's an I in Kiss, and there's 4 I's in Kiss when they all do their album.
Is there an I in money? Because it sounds like there should be an item. I remember when those albums came out, they were one of the advertising things was, could you imagine if the Beatles all recorded a solo album at the same time? No, shut up. It's not even the same thing. And by the way, the Peter Criss album is the most unlistenable album ever recorded.
That's the kind of Sugar Papa likes.
Oh, that's a song.
Carrie is like, what is Kiss?
I know. What is Kiss? And do they like Jameson?
So that's kind of the roundabout way. This week's topic, it's songs that start with the word I I did this, I did that, I don't like this, I don't want to do that. You know, those yes. those kind of songs.
Yeah, I toyed with playing all Ramon songs because yes. there's about 50 of them. Those guys don't want to do a lot of things. I don't want this, I don't want that.
Oh, that's a gag. And have you seen the trailer for CBGB, the movie?
No.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, Hilly Crystal, it's Alan Rickman, and he's talking to the Ramones, like, you guys are terrible. What are your songs? Like, we have four songs. I don't want to walk around with you, I don't want to do that. And he's like, don't you want to do anything? He's like, oh, yeah, we have a new song. I want to sniff some glue. And it's like, boing.
That's great. That's great.
It looks like it's going to be good, though.
I hope so.
Really good. So it's all songs to start with I. And I guess maybe this idea came from Magnetic Fields. They had an album called I, mm-hmm. where all the songs start with the word I. But anyway, I just thought it would be a fun, loose topic.
There were tons in my yeah. iTunes. It was hard to pick.
This is not the Rock Solidipedia letter I.
No.
It's a totally different show.
A lot of people
show.
Were very confused by that. But Carrie, as our guest, would you like to begin? Give us your first iTunes.
Sure. I have brought a song by the late, great J.J. Cale called I Wish I Had Not Said That.
Oh, good one. JJ passed away this week.
Yeah.
And just one of those guys like that all musicians love, all guitarists and stuff like that. And wrote After Midnight and mm-hmm. Cocaine. And do you know what album that's from? Is that?
I
can tell you.
Starts with
Shades.
Shades.
Yes, Shades, yes.
Yeah, that's cool. I never heard that. That's
it's a
great.
Lesser known record, lesser known track.
It's beautiful.
I love it.
Gary, up in our game here. This is great.
And Gary, I think you inadvertently named our episode just a minute ago. This episode should be called iTunes.
Ooh, that's
nice.
Good.
About that.
Nice,
Gary,
I
got it from Gary. Gary
nice.
Said it.
All right, Pat, what you got?
Oh, I'm so in the opposite direction of what was just played. A lot of times when a singer records a solo album, when they're in a big band, mm-hmm. that solo album sounds just like the band they're in.
Yes.
And that's no good. Yeah. But when Steve Perry does a solo album,
oh.
he calls on his inner Sam Cooke.
Nice.
And he records a song on Street Talk called I Believe.
Oh. Established that he doesn't stop believing.
No, he doesn't.
So he still believes. That's cool. I ain't heard that. That's,
yeah. That's
nice.
That's fun.
Is cool. Is cool the right word?
what do you say? What would you call it?
What year was that?
1984. It was after the Escape album and after Frontiers, and then he did a solo album.
That's the O'Sherry album.
That's the O'Sherry yeah. album.
That is like oil and water. Two different things that did not mix.
That's okay. I like to laugh.
Oh. All right. Well, let's put this spectrum even further out. I like to laugh. This is some classic DC hardcore title track of Bad Brains' 1985 album. It's got like a Rastafarian existential crisis. It's I against I. In a quest for the test, I'm fulfilling the team, and everybody's always on it to see
listen. When I'm fighting my man, then she just don't hear. The company and I overstand a single word. I say, mother, whatever, go get tired. Mother, whatever, go get tired. With every day on.
Here comes the breakdown where it gets all the
this song's like a medley.
Yeah. The lead singer of Bad Brains, HR, which of course stands for Human Resources.
Right.
So if, when you mess up in Bad Brains, they send you right down.
You're right down and you're in trouble.
HR. Now, well, Karen, what was the first album you ever bought? That do you remember back in the day?
Oh my God, the very first record I ever bought. That is a really good question. Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder. Yeah, on vinyl.
You're too cool.
No, but then I went from there to New Kids on the Block.
It's a triple, right?
It was maybe a triple.
It comes a little single or something.
I'm sorry, you said you went right from that to New Kids on the Block?
Once I started liking boys, I went right to New Kids on the Block. Yeah.
Were you a...
Stevie Wonder's a boy. Don't let those cornrows fool you.
He was a grown-up man.
That's true.
There was only one of him.
That's true.
Who were you? Which new kid were you into?
Jonathan Knight. Yeah, I know.
You're the one?
Yeah.
Is he
the one that turned out to be gay?
Yeah.
I think he is.
I'm a total fag hag.
I didn't say that. I didn't mean that derogatorily to him or you, but it suddenly popped into my head. Is that true?
I think he's the one that's gay, yes.
Even though everyone thought Jordan was, it actually, I think, was his brother.
Back in the day, I thought they all were gay.
We're not alone. Every boy... from the age of 10 to 18.
We were just jealous.
We were just jealous.
Yeah.
So which new kid track have you brought for us today? For your next selection.
I brought... Actually, I didn't bring any new kids today, unfortunately.
Okay. That's okay.
But I did bring some good Giorgio Moroder for you. It's from Equals MC Squared, the first live to digital record.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a track called I Wanna Rock You.
Oh, nice. First time Moroder has been played on the show.
Oh.
Not so. I played this one called Looky Looky. Remember that? It was a long time. Do you know that song? Is that the
Did
best?
You see the live performance
yes.
of him doing that?
Yeah.
He's so awkward.
I feel like we can talk over this one because it's instrumental.
Exactly.
We should actually just play this at the beginning of our show and just talk. We're talking.
Talk through it.
A nice bed.
Show
but,
business. You say this was digital? Really? It's so hard to believe. Sounds like an acoustic guitar to me.
Oh, hey.
Who let that robot in here?
I would love to see him have a throwdown with Herbie Hancock.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about our listeners, but I've got the point now. I get it. I get it.
On the new Daft Punk album, he's on there. It's like, it's basically a salute to him. And there's this one track where they just let him like ramble at length about
the
history of electronic music.
And so he just talks over some beats?
Yes. And he has like, cool French accent and produced that like Call Me and I Feel Love, Donna Summer.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah, really important dude back in the thing.
That's true.
He has some eclectic taste right here.
Are you kidding me? Between that, I didn't think we were going to go from Kale to Moroder.
Is that something that you might drop in the club when you're playing, or what sort of thing? Like, are you like all over the map that way?
I'm kind of all over the map.
You just feel it.
I always drop some Moroder though, whether it's like the pre-disco stuff, Son of My Father.
Neat.
Such a good record.
All right, Pat.
Well, I'm going to bring this show to a screeching halt. Sometimes I'll do an impression of a guy named Paul Stanley. And so I had to play this because this is just the most ridiculous intro to a Kiss song. This is from 1992's Revenge album, and this is called I Just Wanna.
Okay.
And let's hear some of this crap.
I got a body built for sin and an appetite for passion.
Wait a minute, I have to hear that.
And you listen, he lisps in
you
this.
You can hear that
lisp. You can hear that lisp.
That was amazing. Hold on, here we go.
I got a body built for sin and an appetite for passion.
What the hell?
And I'm looking for some action.
That is pronounced.
I know.
I got my finger on the trigger and a match to the fuse.
chorus is the worst. Wait for it.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Now, would that be censored if they had ever played this on the radio once?
I don't know. I think radio would cease to exist if they had to play that.
So, Paul, I understand you have an appetite for passion.
I got a body built for fear. Like, what are you? What? Stay away from when you're writing songs. You should have someone proofread. Yeah. Paul, there's five S's in here. Would you like to do a thesaurus check
and maybe SHs? This is really gonna
maybe change
you.
Those to a different word. You know, word.
Paul, I'm gonna. Would you like a Snapple? You want a passion fruit? What do you want?
Oh, let me tell you, I love Snapple. I love strawberry Snapple. That'd be great. I don't like kiwi.
I'm going to go with, it's pretty much the hipster record nerd national anthem. And you can learn all about it in that new Big Star documentary, which is so good. It's the guy who broke off after Big Star, after the first album, Chris Bell. And this was his big solo single. And it really captures that kind of thing that addicts have of like kind of depression and grandiosity mixed together and just crushing. It's just so beautiful. It's Chris Bell with I Am the Cosmos. Rocks on. Beautiful guitar solo comes in later. It's really amazing, and it's such a great story in the documentary about how Chris Stamey, you know, here's this, like, he's working at a steakhouse. He's like a teenager in North Carolina, and I gotta start a record label and put that out as a single. And that's what happened. Like, he found this guy, and but anyway, so that's but now much more widely available.
That sounds like it should have been played at 45 RPMs instead of 33. Like, that's it's like really, it's a like slow. A test to your ears. Like, wait, is this right? Did I set my record player?
I see what you mean. I see how you can pick up the pace a little bit. He's depressed.
He's a little bummed out.
He's a little bummed out.
It sounds like when I had a record that was a little warped and you would have to put like a quarter on the needle just to keep it. Matt, I don't even know if you'd remember doing anything like that.
I didn't have, I had a few records when I was like really little. Yeah. When I was 8 or 9.
You don't have to say really little around me. You don't have to do that.
I'm just saying at the very beginning of my awareness of music.
Okay.
Mostly those things that would come in like cereal boxes sometimes.
All right.
Like, those it was like basically
flexi disc.
Yeah. It was like a piece of plastic that you could put on a record.
I can remember when you would, you would cut a disc off the back of a cereal box. Totally. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah. No, I was not born.
Carrie K, where are you zigzagging? It gets ugly in here.
You're up, Carrie.
Okay.
Where are you zigzagging next?
We are zigzagging all the way to England. We have the vaccines with I Always Knew.
Nice.
Yeah.
mixed up the vaccines and the virgins, and I always think that there's one that I'd like more than the other, but I guess I like them both. Yeah. I like those kind of croony vocals, the smoking popes.
I'm gonna predict that there's gonna be a lot of spike in iTunes for some of these artists
yeah.
that Carrie's playing this week, because so far I'm enjoying all these.
Excellent.
I'm not gonna buy them, but I mean, I like these songs a lot.
You can also check out the vaccines episode on DirtyLaundry.tv.
That sounds like cross promotion that you're doing. It sounds like you've only picked songs of people you've interviewed.
I wish I had interviewed Giorgio.
You will. Have you tried?
I will.
Well, try to reach out.
Do you think he's listening?
Sure.
Giorgio, please be on my show.
He's got a website, right?
www.dirtylaundry.tv.
Go to his website. Look up.
He probably wears a lot of dry clean only, though. Truth be told. Were they nice, though, the vaccines? Were they?
I actually didn't interview them. My co-host, Katie Goodman, interviewed them. I think I was away on tour or something.
Now, there's three hosts. Uh-huh. Like, there was Malia James.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she went off to be in the Dum Dum Girls.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you're kind of like, probably the longest serving host or the most on host, I think.
Yeah.
And then Kickball Katie comes in every once in a while.
Exactly. Of La Sera and Vivian Girls fame.
Yes.
All right. Kickball Katie and Dum Dum Girls. These are shows on Cartoon Network, right? I'm pretty sure my daughters watched both of these shows.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. You nailed it.
All right. So I think that brings us back around to
me.
Yes.
What you were going to say is unfortunately.
No.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the title of the song, and I'm going to tell you that this is for that one fan.
Yeah.
Don't even say who the artist. Don't say anything except the title, and just this is dedicated to that one guy, and the song is called "I Want You."
Oh yeah.
Guilty undertaker sighs. The lonesome organ grinder cries. The silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn. But it's not that way. I wasn't born to lose you. I want you. I want you. I want you so bad. Honey, I want you.
Nice.
That's it.
Maybe my favorite Dylan song. There's this guy in Minnesota who always calls up.
Always. Why aren't you doing a Dylan episode? Please play a Dylan song.
I feel like Dylan. We had such a good streak, though. Now you ruined it.
I know.
It.
Well, I wanted to give the listeners what they want.
The one listener.
That one listener.
Now we're going to get like five emails and be like, why'd you play Dylan? He sucks. Overrated.
Why are you making that one guy mad now by saying that?
It's not my opinion. I'm just saying that's what we're going to
do. Oh, hear. I see what you're doing. Okay.
I'm very
why you crossing? Why are you crossing your fingers when you say that?
I love Dylan. He's the best.
He did not play that in Irvine. He did.
No.
He opened up with that song from the Wonder Boy soundtrack.
All right.
Which is like Bruce Springsteen opened up with On the Dark Side from Eddie and the Cruisers. But it was a good shot. Like, and then when he played like Tangled Up in Blue and Watchtower and She Belongs to Me. But it's like it takes you a second, like, this kind of song. Oh, it's that song.
Yes. I agree. When I saw him, it took. Yeah, we saw. You went, right?
I wasn't with you.
You
I
didn't
was
go up to
Seattle.
The Bumbershoot?
Remember, I had to leave.
Oh, that's right.
You guys went. I had already.
Oh boy, you really do hate Dylan. You made up an excuse to not see him for free.
Get out of the state.
Yeah, it would literally take about 2 minutes, and then you'd go, "Oh, okay."
So, but speaking of the listeners, let's. Ain't no fun unless listeners get some. Maybe we'll kick it over to the phone calls. Here's some people demanding some I songs.
What?
And I might shout it
Where
out.
Where is that, though?
Are they down kind of towards the bottom of the list there?
Okay.
I think I got them sorted out.
Got it.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, Pat, and Gary. This is Mike from Connecticut, and I'm calling in about the I episode, and I think you should play I Just Shot Myself in the Foot Again by Mark Mulcahy, because he grew up in the same town as I did here in East Hampton, Connecticut. Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. I'm going to call an audible on this because that's a great song.
Uh-huh.
But Mark just put out a new album last month, and this is the first song on it. Maybe cue this up to about 30, 40 seconds in. It's called I Take It Away.
Oh,
and,
still an I song.
That was presented. The bluebell flower on the bike lane. Gold, plate the horse and keep the change. Creeping toward the end,
waiting on my man. But all I can do now is what I do best, and I'm sticking the way.
Yeah.
Get yourself a great fix.
Mark, a great guy, great music, great artist. Gave us so many cool songs on the Pete and Pete show. He was the band on there.
Cool.
So that was cool on Nickelodeon. Who else we got here? Beep.
Hey, Rock Solid. It's Frank from Bend. Hi, Gary. Oh,
hi, Frank.
I think the song I like the best is I Remember the Sun by XTC, which is a marvelous pop song. And at the very end, it has an absolutely beautiful harmony. It's very memorable off of The Big Express. You guys are fantastic. Enjoy the show. Take care. Bye.
Frank, going deep. Maybe put this in the last third, maybe, of the tune so we could hear some of those nice harmonies. Big Express, yeah, not usually the first thing. Very nice, Frank and Bend. Bend is cool. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's nice.
No,
I'm not.
You can see a show out at the Les Schwab Arena. They have from Les Schwab Tires.
It's That's cool. The second XTC song we've played in like a couple of weeks.
I see good. Thing. I think we got a couple more quick ones. Oh, this kid. All right, listen to this
fucking guy.
Hey, Gary, Matt, and Pat. It's Joshua from St. Louis calling with my favorite I song. I'm assuming that Pat's going to play I Want It All by Queen, so I can skip that one. And
now
I'm
playing
assuming
it, jerk.
That Gary's going to play I Never by Ryla Kiley, but I would never pick that anyway because they're my number one overrated group of all time. I thought about choosing I Taught Myself How to Grow Old by Ryan Adams, which is just an incredibly beautiful song. But I have to sing the praises of this band Dredge from the Bay Area that really deserved a better shake. And their song I Don't Know off the album The Parrot, The Pariah, The Delusion. Thanks, guys. And Pat, go fuck yourself.
Sure.
Wow. What a smarty pants.
That's a thing that happens.
Go ahead and play it. Let's see what this is. See what's so good.
What's so un-Rilo Kiley-ish about this song?
This guy might need to have a blog instead of calling us.
Well, I've been absorbing mediocrity, been hollered on certainty. Cause there's no guarantee of a god of longevity. Admit you don't know anything and give it up.
In the words of Abraham Lincoln, if you like that sort of thing, then that's the sort of thing you're going to like.
like the gooey duck clam.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's an acquired taste. No, that's fine, Joshua, and I'm glad you like it, and thank you for listening. But so many great calls this week to 330-81-ROCKS, and I love them all like my children. I wish I could play more, but if somebody had to be the winner, it would have to be Scott from Kansas City. Ooh, Scott.
Hear what Scott's doing.
Hey guys, this is Scott in Kansas City, and my favorite I song is I Want to Go Where the People Go by my favorite band of all time, the Wild Hearts. Gary, good job. Matt, good job.
Here we go.
Pat, you know.
Thanks, guys. There's a live version for you. Listen to this. Ooh, this Wild Hearts. Sounds like this.
I don't need you.
Very nice. Wild Hearts. I think they're from Scotland, I think. Sounds good.
Nice.
All right. Well, I've been hogging the airspace. Carrie, well, let's get it back to you here.
Oh, okay, sure. I have a Toshaki Miyake song on there. They are Toshaki Miyake.
Toshaki Miyake.
Yeah, it's an LA band who's also a Dirty Laundry band. Okay. We haven't interviewed them yet, but they've played a few of our fundraisers for us.
That's the other thing. Do you guys have any shows coming up?
Actually, we do not at the moment.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, if we do, I'm going to be in so much trouble.
Well, if you do, check out our Facebook page. We'll tell you about it. Are you guys going to have a presence out at the FYF Fest there? Do you know? Or
The FYF Fest.
That's going to be a good show this year.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It is going to be amazing. I want to interview my Bloody Valentine.
Oh, that'd
be possible.
Neat. That would be neat.
That would be the best.
And it would come out in 20 years.
Yeah.
Episode. You'd be tinkering with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is a Toshaki Miyake Everly Brothers cover.
Ooh. It's like a bunch of bees outside, like trying to get in. Like, what is in there? I don't know that Everly Brothers song.
I don't know that Everly Brothers song either.
What's it called, man? It's
I Wonder If I'd Care As Much.
I Wonder If I'd Care As Much. Interesting. Nice. Toshaki Miyake?
Toshaki Miyake, yeah. Nice. It's a chick, two beautiful women. One of them is playing drums and singing at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And then a dude.
It's like Pink Lady and Jeff.
Yes, it's just like Pink Lady and Jeff.
Maybe they're not Japanese.
I was texting when you were talking, and that's because another guest that's coming in today needs a car service, and I'm dealing with that headache.
Did you get your car service?
Yeah, did you get a car service?
I did get my car service, thank you. Door-to-door.
You drive, though. You know how to drive.
I do know how to drive, I appreciate the car.
Our next guest doesn't know how to drive. All guests of Rock Solid get a car service.
Nice. All guests of Rock Solid stay at the Millennium Hotel. Millennium.
I wish there was like some beat up place across the street that we could advertise. So I just wanted you to know why I was not looking at you directly when you were talking.
It's very polite.
I forgive you, Pat.
I know.
You,
I'm sorry.
It's very unprofessional.
I know.
To air that.
Yeah. Well, look,
dirty laundry, if you will.
When Bob Dylan's coming in here and he needs a car. I'm going to skip my next song. I'm going to say apologies to the Raspberries for I Want to Be with You.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Wait. You don't even know what's coming next. This is from a children's album called Elmo Palooza.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know. I don't want to say who's singing it, and I don't want to say the title. Let's just kick it.
Okay.
Hey, you want to talk some trash?
Oh, no.
This cannot be happening.
Anything dirty or dingy or dusty, anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yeah, I love trash. Yeah.
That's kind of
got
awesome.
Got me a sneaker, yeah. Tattered.
That would scare children, right?
A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's trash.
That's Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah. A lot of people get him confused with that, with the other guy.
Yeah.
Kind of Muppety in his own right.
Yeah, he is kind of Muppety. Oh, that would have been make a great Steven Tyler Muppet.
Oh, they should do that.
Mouth would be gigantic.
They wouldn't even have to make Muppet. You could just be in the midst of
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Right. You'd be right in with that.
Right in. So, this would have been regarded as one of the best power pop albums of 1980 or 79 or 80 when it came out, if it wasn't by an adult contemporary artist. I love this album so much. I think I've played some on it before, but no one tells the story of A Simple Song like this lady. Of course, I'm talking about Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, yes.
And I Can't Let Go off Mad Love. Check this out.
Almost played this.
Huh.
Oh, I tried and I tried, but I can't say goodbye.
That's me on tambourine.
You're so bad, baby. Oh, it hurts me.
Love it.
Go to YouTube and look up, try to find the clip when Linda Ronstadt's on Jay Leno with Robin Quivers.
Oh, wow.
And Linda Ronstadt was the first guest, so she moves down the couch, then Robin Quivers comes out, and right in the middle of Robin's interview, I think Linda Ronstadt starts questioning why she works with Howard Stern.
Oh, boy.
And then Robin Quivers says, didn't you play Sun City?
Ooh, ouch.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Take that, Ronstadt.
What did she say?
You'll have to look. Oh. I forget.
Rock solid cliffhanger.
I think she's like, humming. Please don't tell Aaron Neville.
Oh, I gotta go.
Carrie Kay.
Hey.
What you got?
Okay, I brought this one in because I love the bass line. This is the one I always warm up with when I'm on stage. This is a band called The Stone Roses.
Oh, yeah.
I Want to Be Adored.
Oh, nice. Somebody requested this on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Not clear the concept.
Kind of an obvious one, but one of my faves, nonetheless.
And take note, I looked directly at you while you were telling that story.
We get it.
You're nice work.
Very, polite? No. What do you want? What do you want?
I don't know. I didn't look at my text.
Pat's looking at his text.
It's a slow build-up, I guess.
Yeah, this is a really slow build-up.
Should I just jump up to maybe a minute?
Yeah, sure.
That early 90s Madchester stuff kind of passed me by the first time around, so it was nice to go back and discover it. But yeah, that's cool stuff.
That's cool.
Stone Roses. Now, are you bass wasn't your first instrument. What did you learn to play on?
Actually, bass was my first instrument. Yeah. I suck at guitar. I can play a little bit of keys and drums, but bass is
oh man. Yeah. Now, not to generalize, but people from the Dominican Republic, often very good at baseball. but why? So what's the connection? Like cute girls and bass. Why is it you guys are always on bass?
Like, I don't know.
It just works out that way.
There's something about that the bass register that makes men want to objectify us and put
us. You just got quivered.
Ron's dead, hold up.
You just got quivered.
It isn't just me. Come on. It just seems like you could, you know, the list goes on and on. But that's interesting that you learned on the bass.
On the bass. Who are some slapping the bass.
Who are some of your bass heroes? Who awesome.
God. I always feel so put on the spot when I get asked this question. I have to get back to you on that
one. That's fine.
My favorite bassists are just the slutty, trampy girls. Those are always my favorite bassists.
Ouch. Totally.
That was a dick thing to say, huh?
No, it's not.
No, just mom,
she has a sense of humor.
I was kidding with you. Come on.
She's good.
That was so awesome.
So who's up?
I gotcha.
You.
Oh, I'm going to skip my next song, although I know everyone wants to hear Hannah Montana and Vinnie Barbarino sing a duet from the motion picture Bolt.
You've played at least one of those songs.
I might have.
It might be the same one.
I might. So we'll skip it, yeah. And we're gonna jump to...
Did they do more than one duet?
I think they just did one.
Okay, then you've played that before.
All right. Well, fuck me. So this is a song called I Got You by Split Enz.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Hold on, though. You didn't give me a chance to cue it up or anything. You just jumped right in. I was busy trying to see if that song had been played in another episode. But.
Well, you shouldn't be doing
it. That's all I want. I won't forget. That's a whole lot. I don't go out. Not now that you're in. We shout, but that's no problem.
That's a song that always caught me by surprise every time because I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like the way. Hey, I do like this.
It's an immortal classic.
I know. Yeah. The Finn Brothers, Neil and Tim.
Yeah. I was on a flight with them once. Like that. Maybe it was the whole Crowded House thing from New York one time.
What if the story went, I was their manager. I was their road manager, so I was on a flight.
I was on a flight with them. But they were in first class. They were in first class and Mo Rocca was on the same flight.
When was this? What year was this?
Mid 2000s, I guess.
Were you in first class?
No. No, I was not. This is a cool group that it's kind of flew under the radar, but all their albums are neat. They're on the Minty Fresh. No, on Barsuk, I think is what they're on. That great label. They're called Sunset Valley, and this song is called I Got Fair.
Your paranoid Polaroid on my wall. You look small. It was taken by a thin foot friend of mine. He has seen it all. He said your ego trip might fall. I got your number from the bathroom wall in my house. I never met you at my birthday party. I was too passed out because I'll never ever go out.
The main singer and songwriter in Sunset Valley is named Herman Jolly. That's a great rock star name.
That sounds a little Fountains of Wayne-ish a little bit.
It does, yeah. It totally does. So how are we doing on time? We go one more time around the horn?
Yeah, let's go one more time around the
horn. At least.
At least.
That brings us to Carrie Kay.
Right on. I didn't write on my hand the song list. I'm drawing a blank. What do I have left there, Matt?
Got some Motorhead.
Ooh.
And Sparks.
Ah. Ooh, let's do the Sparks song. Yeah. This is I Wish I Looked a Little Better in their Outer Space.
Oh, yeah, Sparks in Outer Space.
Yeah, exactly. Album.
Oh,
Excellent choice. Thank you. That's, boy, when you talk about the great LA bands, everyone's like, oh, the Doors and X and Go-Go's and Beach Boys and stuff like that. But man, Sparks. Just amazing, amazing catalog. For doing it for like 40 years now.
Still doing it.
Funny guys too.
Oh really? Have you met them?
No, but their lyrics are funny.
Yeah, hilarious
guys.
Get
them when you gotta interview them.
No, I gotta get them. They're listening too, yeah?
I bet.
Totally.
Ron, Russ, get in here. Definitely.
You gotta get them. They're brothers, right?
Believe so.
Yeah.
Male brothers.
Who's the guy with the pencil thin mustache?
That's Russ.
Nope. John Waters.
John Waters.
You snooze, you lose. I got four more, and I want to give. These are all bands I've played before. These are all people. These are three of these.
You want to just burn through three of them?
Mm-hmm. I just want to do. I want to give love to my. To my lady.
Do it.
Kathleen Wilhoit.
Oh, right.
So let's play. This is from her second album, Shiva. Shiva? Shiva?
Shiva.
And this is called I Stopped Asking.
Who answers me? There's no one else in the room. Who tied the waves to crash on the shore? When pride built up walls, we couldn't break down. Says it can't be just like it was before. Oh, I stopped asking. Yeah, I stopped asking. Oh, I stopped asking a long time ago.
Lovely.
Kathleen Wilhoit.
Nice. Former guest on Rock.
Former guest. She was our first guest.
First guest. And she has a podcast, and she's a great singer, as you heard. And
she's an actress.
She was in Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. That was cool. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And she's in a Charles Bronson movie where he like has to protect her. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, she was on ER.
And she does voiceovers. She, if you like audiobooks like me, she reads this awesome book from one of the writers of Arrested Development. It's called Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
Yeah.
And it's so good. And she actually does a little singing in that, too, which is nice. So let me see where I'm going to end up with her. Okay, I'm going to go with a group. They got bumped once from the Y Show, so I can't do this to them again. And cutest bass player. She's like this gal, Sally Engel. She was like...
You
she was
are
like,
a monster.
Hey there, how you doing?
Hey.
Welcome in. She was like 6'3", like 85 pounds. Uh-huh. She was just like, yeah, really tall. And But the group is called Yo. They're from the Bay Area. And this song is called I Meant to Tell You.
Good.
Oh wait, give a little more here, of course. This is where it really gets going.
Let's just play the whole thing.
That's what I was looking for. Okay, so that's I love he has that kind of braying donkey voice like Colin from the Decemberists. So that's Yo. And that's from a great album. I think it's called The Sun and the Moon. We could have played it on that show.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's awesome. Any more bonus cuts you want to get to?
You did have one other one, Carrie. I think it's the Shangri-Las that you didn't play.
Oh, yeah.
There's that and Motorhead. I think those are the...
I think maybe the Motorhead one would be good.
Okay. Nice. Let's hear that.
My roommate's cat, Motorhead, just died. Oh. So this will be in honor of Motorhead the cat. I am the sword.
Oh, nice.
I was the one that you didn't see. I was the chance that
see your boat. I'm too near under that show. I am the brain. I am the tree of the brain.
Nice.
Look at this beautiful glamour shot my friend sent me of Lemmy.
Oh, that is beautiful. Look at his nipple.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Good looking nipple.
He has nipples on his face, too. Yeah. Yeah, Lemmy. He has these, wow. What are those things he has on his face?
They're moles. I guess.
Why don't you have those removed?
Not everyone's as vain as you have.
If you had a mole the size of my fist on your cheek.
Yes, I would get it removed.
Yes, because you think.
It's part of his thing, man.
It is.
Apparently. Maybe you remember
it. His name's not Lemmy, not Mole.
Yeah, his name is Lemmy Molarhead.
Let me go to a dermatologist and get this looked at. Carrie, we can't thank you enough for coming on here. How often should people go to Dirty Laundry TV besides every day? Like, when does a new episode drop?
Besides every day, we generally put new episodes up every other week.
Nice. And there's this big catalog to go back and do. So many like good musical performances. Avi Buffalo was the first time I heard him was on there. It's just amazing. And if people want to follow you, where could they, what are you on the Twitter there?
Our handle is at Dirty Laundry TV. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Facebook. It's Dirty Laundry TV. Same on Instagram, Dirty nice. Laundry TV.
And your website's you dirtysexybasis.com.
dirtysexybasis.gonewild.com.
Gone wild. Excellent.
Awesome. And nice. Be sure to like us on Facebook as while you're liking Dirty Laundry, and leave a review on iTunes and call us at 330-81-ROCKS. Matthew, do you have something to
play out?
This is maybe cheating a little bit. It's not I, it's I'll.
Ooh.
But it's worth it, guys. It's totally.
Just play the Miley Cyrus.
This is a special request and dedication. It's going out to Carrie and Jonathan.
Oh.
And it's New Kids on the Block. I'll be loving you forever.
Oh, yeah. I love this.